Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Good morning, everybody up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk.
And I'm Grady Deaton.
In the studio this morning, I have Buck Berkowski with VFW. He will be announcing the 4th of July winners. Good morning, Buck. How are you?
Good morning. I am fine.
Could you announce the winners for 4th of July? I know it's been a while and we didn't announce the winners sooner.
Yes, and it's a good thing I wrote them down. So some were from the villages, and they've either picked up their check already, or it was mailed out to them. And there are 10 third place finishers that all got $410 each. So there's Nicole Alexi, there's Ben Albright, Joshua Martin, Jack Beaver, Gene Peltola, George Nick, Troy Palmer, Mary Kernack, Jerry Riley, and James Zook. Okay, those third place finishers all got $410. There were two second place finishers, Jaden Andrew and Ray Achek, and they each got $2,500, second place prize. And then the grand prize winner is from Bethel, and her name is Lucy George, and she got $10,041.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank everybody for participating in our raffle.
And it's always great to see veterans and specifically you, sir. Have an excellent day. So in the studio with me around the coffee table, I have a couple of people here. First of all, I have Evie Ashe. You're a public health nurse with the Family Clinic. Could you briefly introduce yourself, your parents, and where you're from?
I'm Evelina Shea, and I'm a public health nurse at the Bethel Public Health Center. And I went to school here for the two-year program nursing. And then I worked at YKHC for a little bit, and then now I'm a public health nurse.
Are you originally from Bethel?
I'm originally from Nunapitchuk.
Who are your parents?
And my parents are Mary Jimmy and Ivan Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today. And I also have with us sitting here at the table, Hunter Dull. How you doing, Hunter?
Good. How are you?
and you're a high school student, yeah?
Oh, yes. I'm a senior now.
Yeah, and you're from Bethel?
Yes, born and raised.
Who are your parents?
Arvin and Connie Dull.
Cool. And the reason why you're sitting here with us is because you're the clinical representative on the e-board, which is the student government board at the BRHS, and you act as a liaison between the clinic there at campus, BRHS itself, and that e-board. Is that right?
Yes.
Sounds correct. Pretty cool. You're a pretty impressive young man.
Why, thank you.
Now, I it's quite exciting. You were telling me about touring the new clinic there in the high school grounds. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about those facilities? Because I think that's what we're really talking about today.
It's a relatively brand new building constructed by KLA students, and it is a quite nice building. It holds two rooms, which one room is dedicated to YK, and the other is dedicated to public health nursing, both of which are focused on teens and other health-related issues.
Evie, could you tell me, before the clinic was there, can you tell me a little bit about some of the problems that were faced by students trying to schedule maybe WellCare teen visits and the like with having to leave campus and that kind of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about the landscape before the clinic?
The landscape.
Well, a little bit about the situation before that.
So a lot of kids, like before school starts, they need their well-child exams for physical exams. So that took a lot of time out of their school time, and a lot of parents work, so it takes a lot of their time too. So, and the scheduling at YK, there's so many kids that are getting scheduled for well-child exams and physical exams. It was hard for them to get appointments.
So based on that need, they've put in a new clinic there at the high school. And the clinic hours, I believe, are operating from on Fridays from 9 to 3. Is that right? Or is that just when you're there?
Yeah. Public health is there every Friday from 9 to 3. And YKHC providers that do physicals and other things, it depends on who's there at YK to go up to the school. So it depends either Monday through sometime Thursday. In one of those days, they usually go up there.
And the services that are provided there are well-child exams, sports physicals, immunizations, and even walk-in appointments for people who are sick at school. Is that right?
Yes.
Have you now? You said that you haven't taken advantage of Mr. Hunter Dull. You haven't taken advantage of the clinic, but you did walk through, and now knowing it's there, it would be your first stop, wouldn't it?
Oh yes, definitely. It also should help speed up the process of being checked out, because instead of having to wait for the emergency room or wait for the appointment to actually come through, it's you just walk in, you get checked out, there might be one other person there, and it should speed up everything 100%. And it's right within the vicinity of the school, so it's should be a more now well-known place.
Mm-hmm.
And it should really help things go more smoothly within getting checked out.
So students or parents of students, either or, can schedule those appointments for immunizations, WellCare teen visits, or for the sports physicals that they'll need for their sports participation. And they can do that by calling 543-2110 to set an appointment. Is that right?
Yeah, for public health.
For public health. And then they can also dial 543-6442, which is the YK main line, to schedule appointments with them.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Cool. Well, let's take a little bit of a music break. Before we got on, I asked Evie, I said, who's one of your favorite local artists? And she said, that guy from Tuxuk. You were talking about Byron Nicolai, weren't you?
Yeah.
Right, so we settled on a track. What was the track name again? Did you?
Alaskan Girl.
It's Alaskan Girl by Byron Nicolai. Petra, spin that.
Ты лахты кэ, лисалан гэ дючи сам, гэми лисах чика кэ, дана оми аках кэ гэна дам куанку да, на шулы да на шуку, и камха лыстига на дака я лыстига дюку. Back in 98, a native was born, his mama named him Byron, oh, and he's a chosen one. She showed him mad love, he was destined to succeed, couldn't get what he wanted, but had everything he needs. She carried him, she fed him, she had me 24/7. Byron had to go, and mama looked at him and said, be careful of the sun, sometimes the world is crazy. I said, don't worry mama, remember, you raised me. Alaska pride, Alaska grown. Young buck made moves on my own. Did it for the people back home and more. Kept going and going, using no back door. In the middle of a gutter, but a younger wants more. Got the Alaska pride, Alaska grown. Young buck made moves on my own. Did it for the people back home and more. Kept going and going, using no back door. In the middle of a gutter, but a younger wants more. Yeah.
words that were told are the key to my identity. Is words more than gold, and the knowledge passed down is the reason we survive. Bring a UPU roar, keep the will and alive.
Evelina, I've been saying your name wrong this whole morning. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Stay close
to my.
That's
fine.
we were asking you before the break, one of your favorite local artists. How about yourself, sir? Hunter, do you have a favorite local artist?
Favorite local artist? I'm not too well involved with local artists.
Oh, you got to check out some frozen whitefish, sir.
Oh,
all
yes.
Right, we'll get you hooked up after the show. I'll mm-hmm. introduce you to something. We were joined during the musical break by Sharon Chakuchin. She's on the clinic's board. So good morning, Sharon. Thank you for
good
joining
morning.
Us. How are you doing this morning?
Good. It's good to be here.
Spectacular. Now, the clinic board is comprised of how many members?
I don't know. Perhaps there's six. We have the Peds resident, other YKHC staff, a few other community members.
And then this gentleman's advisory member of the board, is that where that works? Or?
Right, and then there's Hunter. He's the student representative.
Mm. All right, cool. Cool. So we're talking about the clinic at BRHS that's cooperatively run by both the family clinic and the public. Tell me a little bit about how it's run, because I'm not even clear.
I think it's mostly funded by YKHC,
mm-hmm.
and public health is there. So it is not family clinic.
I'm sorry. Public health operates out of family clinic? Why do I get confused so much when I hear public health in my mind?
I don't know why you're confused.
I'm just confused.
Mind.
Yeah. So public health mans that Fridays from 9 to 3.
Yes.
And you can make appointments by calling 543-2110 and get ahead of the rush for those physicals and well care teen visits and your immunizations. So before we rush off the air, Hunter, do you have any last words, anything worth mentioning?
The main purpose of why I was so interested in running for the clinic is because I want to make sure that teens and young adults know that they have a place to go to, that they know they could be checked out for whatever health concern they have, whatever they feel like they need to be checked out, like if they have like a sickness and they get a little too sick, or they need to get checked out for STIs, STDs, anything, even mental health related issues. I just want to make sure that everyone that has to be checked out for something gets checked out.
Cool. I'm hearing that you regard the space as a safe space. It sounds like you honor it as that and want the kids to know that too.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Very cool. Very good. I'm glad you touched on that. Evelina, any last words or calls to action we want to make sure that our listeners hear?
So it's mainly for youth. The high school kids, and we're public health. When we're up there, we usually see them for immunizations, STI screening, and then we talk about like domestic violence screening and all that stuff.
Tell me a little bit, just real quickly,
women's health, like birth control for girls. And
so I'm curious about this, not this specifically, but about some of the safe space issues that this gentleman brought up. Can you tell me a little bit about the assurances you give students as to their privacy when they visit you at the clinic?
So when the students come in, it's very confidential. It's only between the provider and the teenager that's coming.
Very cool. Very cool. And before we get a chance to leave, Sharon, can you give us a call to action for our listeners relative to the clinic?
I was letting you know there's probably room for community members who have interest or want to invest in the clinic to become involved with the clinic board, and then also to have students utilize it for their health concerns.
Spectacular. Thank you all for joining us, and I really appreciate when young people come in, especially people who are taking an active participant role in their community. It's a great example, and I hope that more young folk follow in your footsteps and take concern for the rest of their cohort. I appreciate that a great deal, Hunter. So my hat's off to you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the work you do, too. Nursing's a hard field, and thank you for your service. And, of course, Sharon, you know I have high regards for you, all the work you do in our community. In addition to serving on the board of the clinic, you're active in getting food to those who have food insecurity in our community, and I want to put my hat off to you in that regard as well. Tomorrow, we'll hear more about the BRHS clinic from Lei Ching. She'll be in, and we might have one of our guests from today in tomorrow as well. So stay tuned and look forward to that. Of course, we rebroadcast just before 1 p.m. You're listening to Coffee at KYUK. Petra Harpik puts it all together. I'm Grady Deaton. I was here with Hunter Dull, Evelina Ashe, and with Sharon Chakuchin here in the studio today. Of course, we also had Buzz, was his name? Help me
Buck
out.
Burkowski.
Buck Burkowski come in and give us an update on the winners from the 4th of July. There's only one thing left to say, and that is don't forget to be
awesome.